Texas ranks second in the nation for human trafficking cases. And Senator John Cornyn was in Dallas today to highlight a new federal law he wrote that provides resources and funding to fight traffickers and support victims. KERA's Christopher Connolly has more.
Cornyn calls his legislation the Abolish Human Trafficking Act, though he acknowledges there's a lot of work to be done to stamp out this widespread issue.
This is modern-day slavery. Young women primarily being held against their will, being required to provide sex to people who purchase those services under the supervision of pimps who threaten them, beat them, rape them, and abuse them.
Cornyn says there's been a shift among law enforcement toward arresting and prosecuting pimps and those who buy sex instead of the people who are being trafficked. Dallas County District Attorney John Cruzo put it plainly.
What we want to do, to be quite honest with you, is if we can never prosecute a prostitution case again. That would be my goal.
I couldn't be happier to hear our Dallas County DA and the Dallas Police Chief sit in front of us today and say that they don't want to go after the prostitute people because they realize they're the victimized party.
Rebecca Charleston runs the North Texas nonprofit Valiant Hearts, which offers support and housing for women escaping exploitation. She says just surviving the day is a struggle for trafficking victims. She would know. She survived 10 years of exploitation.
I was labor trafficked at businesses during the day and then sex trafficked all night. Our trafficker would slap us out of our sleep. He would stick his hand in our mouth. He would deprive us of the little sleep that we did get.
Charleston says most women who are being trafficked don't see themselves as victims, so it's hard for them to seek help, especially when services are so scarce.
I can tell you personally how terrifying it was for me to even think about leaving. And all the brainwashing and the coercion and the manipulation that left me feeling like I was the one that chose it and that it was my fault for what was happening to me.
Charleston says the new federal law will help in the fight against trafficking, but she says a lot more help is needed for survivors to rebuild their lives. Christopher Connolly, KERA News.